So, Stuart, defeat today against Reading. Your thoughts on your team's performance?
Well, there's two sides to the game, with the ball and without the ball. And first half, I thought with the ball we were reasonably good until that final piece of the jigsaw is sticking it in the back of the net. But we didn't do well the other side when we didn't have the ball. We had far too many players not winning 50-50 challenges. Well, I think the only time they really got to the byline twice, we didn't stop the cross, and the cross has come in twice. And there's no men free space, free men in the box scoring goals, and which is unusual for us. So that's the disappointing thing, is the manner in which we conceded the two goals, and then we've had to chase a game.
How surprised are you by that? You've built your season on 15 clean sheets to date, yet today at times it looked as though you were all at sea, not least for the goals.
Yeah, that's the disappointing thing. I think we've got good possession in attack. Suddenly it's turned over, but we've got enough men back, and it seems as though it was our men marking our own men. And as you said to the players there, how can a centre forward not be marked and get a free header in the box? At the end of the day, that, like I say, it's not been us. That's not been the case. But you've got to stop the cross. You've got to stop the cross. And then you've got to stop the ball getting out wide to the person. And if that means getting hurt in a tackle, so be it.
Do enough players do that enough for you?
Of course they do, yeah. You just hit the nail on the head about how many clean sheets we have. It was just an off day for probably two or three players, as in performance-wise. And then suddenly you go 2-0 down, you have to chase the game.
In the final third, though, unfortunately, on what was a better second half from Sheffield Wednesday, some of the age-old problems about the final chance or the final ball just weren't there again.
Yeah, we got into some good areas again, but I can't remember the keeper having to pull off a fantastic save off. I think Kieran Lee's got in two or three times, McGomer's got in. I think Will Keane's got him, but I keep saying it, but hey, we've got to stick the ball in the net. The players have got to be a bit more, well, take more responsibility.
It's an interesting time, isn't it, given the things that have happened this week, that there are certain players who need to do a bit more in that respect then, don't they? Perhaps Mag Homer, if you like, in a goal-scoring sense and an attacking sense, because he's underwhelmed today.
Well, I think what's happened is, in the end, we've ended up pushing Jack into midfield and he's drawn forward with the ball. And then he's had a good opportunity, but he's not even pulled a save up. But it's not just Jack as well. We've got other players that have got to stand up and be counted.
So as we move forward now, am I right in thinking Glenn Leuvens is suspended?
Yeah, that's his 10th booking, so we'll miss him for the next two games. Disappointing to lose the captain, but there's an opportunity for somebody else to grab the shirt and keep the shirt.
Jose Semedo wasn't involved today. Why is that?
Well, we've done all our planning and preparation yesterday and on Thursday, and unfortunately he's woke up, he didn't sleep at all last night. He's got a temperature, a fever, and he's got an infection in the toe, which is causing him problems. And if Semi tells you that he's struggling, you know he is struggling. So we had to pull him out at 10 o'clock this morning, so that's disappointing. And we missed him today, because one thing Semi does do, he puts his foot in, he wins the ball, and he doesn't share responsibility.
So here we are, Saturday night. How are things progressing on the search for new players? Sergio Bus, where's that at?
Well, as we were taught now, I think he's posed with a shirt, so he was subject to a medical today and agreeing terms. I've not had any contact with anybody at the moment from the club. But the most important thing is getting Bods in, and hopefully we can get him in. He's a centre forward who scores goals. He's hard-working, aggressive. So let's hope he's going to be the answer for us.
Is he that fox-in-the-box type striker, if you like?
Hope so. One thing I do know is he's very ambitious. He had an opportunity to go to other clubs. He's chose to come to England. He wants to do well in England. He wants to get into the national side. I think he's got under 21 caps. But like I say, at the moment, we are not sticking the ball in the net, so he's got a good opportunity.
Should all this pass off, and we're assuming it's all going to be signed, sealed and delivered, are you looking for another forward then?
Yeah, we're always looking. We're looking to bring McGugan in. We know what McGugan can do. He's a creative midfielder. He's got 40-odd goals. We're trying to strengthen all the time. We know we need to strengthen and again to have that competition. Now, the pleasing thing is, I thought Will Keane did okay today. I thought his ball retention was good, his technique was good. But we need to provide a service for him as well.
I have to say, given what's happened, or perhaps anyway at the time of year that it is, Chris Wood, is he back on your agenda as a player you'd like to sign?
We've always liked Chris Wood, but at the moment we've got the boy bussing. We're trying to strengthen. But again, it's just speculation. But I've always liked Chris Wood. He's down to Leicester if Leicester are willing to let him out.
Just on McGugan then, where are things at? If Watford don't want to keep him, is it about wages? Are you close, if you like?
Well, again, I've identified I want to bring Lewis in. At the end of the day, I think Lewis is keen to come. But the disappointing thing is Watford got beat last night, so whether that changes it, but we'll just keep plugging away.
Final question from me. So obviously the bell's at 11, isn't it, on Monday night? How many do you want to get in?
Well, we've got several calls. In the day, like I've said to you before in the past, they don't tend to come in how you want them to come in. But you know, if we get anybody over the line before Monday, we'll be happy. We'll be happy. But the most important thing, like I say, is that we've got to play better than we played today without the ball today.
And could there be any departures? I realise, given the takeover talk, it's all about additions and who you might be able to strengthen the squad with, but you've had players around the squad who've not played, who in the past have been kind of available for loan. Do you expect to see anybody going out?
We might have maybe one or two, maybe go out on loan. I've had tentative inquiries, but nothing in concrete. But like I say, it always changes after a Saturday, after the results and things like that. So whether my phone will be ringing, whatever. But like I said to you, is that we need to bounce back, and we need to bounce back against Cardiff on Saturday.